Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ on July the 11th, 2021. A special day. Every day is a special day because God is with us. We just don't always take the time or pay the attention to notice, to say thank you and to be grateful for the good that exists in everything. Yes, we do have challenges, and that's why we come here, to be with one another and to find out how much we really are loved and how much God loves our love. You know, I was raised by a mom who believed there should be prayer at every meal and most definitely at bedtime. So I was rehearsed and taught many, many ways to pray. But I think one of the greatest ways to pray is simply with a spirit and an attitude of gratitude. It's, you know, good things that come to you didn't have to come your way. They did because somebody loves you. Good results might not have happened, but they did. Because somebody really cared that you got through the situation or challenge you were facing. Sometimes the pain goes away, and that's because somebody really wants you happy again and wants you to be enjoying life. And all it takes often is just a reminder that this is true. And then to focus our intention on it. And most of all, to relax our defenses so that we can receive. I am so, so proud of our community. We are a wonderful community of friends who come here with the sweetest, most innocent and beautiful love of God. And it is, you are my treasure. I can really say that with enthusiasm. Every single one of you. And I see names on the board that I have not yet had the personal opportunity to shake hands with or give a hug or say hello. But I'm saying hello to you now. And if there are new ones coming on, I want you to feel welcome. You are. You're already welcome. And you're already part of us spiritually, or you probably wouldn't have shown up. And I don't mean that to sound like anything exclusive, because it's not. We're here for everybody. Everybody is included. It's just not everybody knows it. So spread the word. Would be nice. And we have some people on our call today. I just can't wait to hear from you because I know you can let me know either what you need or what you're grateful for. So we're going to open the line to Jerome. You're on, Jerome.
Oh, Glenda, Glenda, we had our first church meeting that we haven't had for over a year today. We had 16 of us at church today, and we just had the most love and peace and joy and happiness to share with each other the spirits that we are and our lives and everything else of God and Holy Spirit. So it was just the most fun we had together, and then at the end of the service, we all gathered around just to greet each other again and live, be happy and smiling and be outside and just share the love that we are with each other. And thank you for sharing your love, too, because the spirit of the universe has been with you deeply. And thank you for sharing with all of us, because God and Holy Spirit are with you, and Yeshua ben Yosef, yes. So thank you for
everything.
I love you, and I thank you for everything.
Okay. Well, you are very loved in return. And thank you for everything,
thank you.
Jerome. Your spirit of joy really helps to open our hearts to even more wonderful opportunities for blessing.
Yes, it's 90 degrees and sunny up here in Minnesota. So
good.
Okay.
Good deal. All right. Well, you're ahead of us. We're about 82.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, and the flowers are blooming and everything's growing, and it's just nice to hear your voice and your spirit. Thank you. I love you, too.
Well, we're all soaking wet down here. It's been raining.
Are you?
It's been raining for 10 days. We got the side effects of the hurricane.
Oh, did you?
This far west. It's just been drenching us, you know, literally. Streets flooded out. But that's okay.
It'll all dry out.
It is. In the meantime, I don't have to go to the spa to get a steam bath.
Yeah, well, we get to get suntanned up here right now. That's what we're going to
That's right. Okay. All right.
But love you for your spirit and Yeshua, and just please keep up the good work, and I'll send you something in the mail next week, so that'll be good.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, okay. I'm going to open the line to, I think she's a new friend, unless it's an old friend using a new number. Diosa? Bella Diosa?
Hi, Glenda. It's Aria.
Oh, Aria, hi.
Hi. Hi, beloved community, beloved friend. Thank you so much for your service. I am calling something you just said about one reason is because of the lack of rain here in Sedona. And I'm concerned because I'm very sensitive to the plants and the animals, and water is life. So praying for rain.
I will send as much of it as I can your way.
Thank you.
I am eager and abundant to share.
Oh, it sounds like you've had a lot.
Oh, my Lord. You know, I was worried about drowning. But as it turns out, it fertilized our lawn. Mm-hmm. We mowed it to the ground during a break last week. It's now a foot tall.
Wow. Amazing.
So, it's a very different part of the world.
Yeah.
Every part has its own beauty, but I'm eager to try another place real soon.
Oh.
And pray that we get through the hurricane season without any more.
Right. Oh, and my second request is for myself. I'm going tomorrow to an appointment for a naturopathic MD that does prolotherapy and PRP and all things for joint pain, which I've had for many years. So I'm asking for perhaps some Yeshua's blessings for that to help me with that.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of advancement in that area. So I wish you much success in having found the right person and the right therapies. And sometimes it doesn't even matter what the right therapies are, because it's God who's the healer anyway.
Right. Exactly. And I think it's time. I've suffered enough. I don't want to suffer anymore.
I think so, too.
Yay.
All right. Many blessings.
Love
to you.
Thank you.
Really, really open to receive. Okay.
I shall. Thanks again. Right. Blessings.
And blessings. And Tara Kim, you're on.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I wanted to start out by saying thank you so much for the Restoring the Temple process. I'm in the first aspiration, and it's just so powerful. It's just amazing how the oils and the connection, it's just amazing. I'm just stunned with it. And so thank you so much for that, first of all. So, and then secondly, I wanted to request a blessing from my husband's aunt. Her name is Rowena, and she is in a nursing facility, and I believe that she has been abused by one of the workers there. And so a blessing for her, and then also for her sister, my mother-in-law, and the other sister, to do the right thing and take care of things to make sure she stays safe.
Oh, okay. That's really very important. Because injuries, when you're in that state of decline, do not heal well or quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And she's already got cognitive challenges, too. She's very childlike, anyway. So it's like I think of her as somebody who's, she's very, very vulnerable. So and not able to speak for herself and maybe not even remember abuse when it does happen.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Blessings.
Thank you.
And
thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Elizabeth, you're on.
Oh, hi, Glenda. It's Elizabeth up in New York. I put in a prayer request for my friend George French. He had a stroke while driving in the car down in New Orleans last week, and we miraculously got him to the hospital, and he's okay, sort of, no damage. I would just ask for continued prayers for his healing for George French in New Orleans. And I'm now back in New York, and a friend, my very close friend, John Johnson, just called me, and he's in the hospital with a heart attack last night.
Oh, no.
And just going through a barrage of tests right now to find out what caused it. So he's under right now. So if the send prayers for the doctors who are looking after him right at this moment in St. Luke's Hospital in New York. And lastly for me, because I just sort of collapsed with all the stress and the strain of it, and my blood pressure was skyrocketing yesterday, and I had the EMS up here in my apartment, but I didn't go to hospital. It's just they gave me some medication to try and bring my blood pressure down. It's all the anxiety and stress I've been through. So if we could ask for a little prayer to just help me get to my doctor tomorrow, and if I have to go to a cardiologist, just to be taken to the right medical situation that I need to heal for myself. It's a lot to ask this week, but, things just happen one after the other.
Well, may I give you a few words of encouragement?
Please do.
First of all, I'd like the first name of Mr. Johnson. What's his first name?
John Johnson.
John. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So now I have that complete. Now, Elizabeth, you had a miraculous event a week ago.
Yes.
And even though it was of a completely positive nature, I'm sure it resulted in a flood of adrenaline into your body. Sometimes people have, and strangely, it seems like an irony, a contradiction of potential. But strangely, at times of celebration, people do have heart attacks, or they have elevated blood pressure, or strokes, or something else that just goes madly out of whack.
Yeah.
And one of the things that has been discovered is to lower the adrenaline, because you had a massive surge of adrenaline about 1 week ago, and that will drive your blood pressure up faster than anything. So what you might do in the meantime, mm-hmm. as a way of warding off medical intervention, is do a little research online about what brings down adrenaline, and rest more.
Yes, I have been. Yes,
yeah, rest more, meditate more, and express. Let's convert the excitement into gratitude, just the gratitude of life. Let's allow that gratitude and excitement to connect you with God, who will then in turn push down that adrenaline okay? And drink lots and lots of fluids.
Yes, I've got a big bottle of water right beside me right now.
Okay. So it could be that the whole cause of this was something very positive. And once you gain that perspective, that will disengage the adrenaline because it's our autonomic nervous system that activates the adrenaline, the scare.
Yes.
Before you had a miracle, you had a scare.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
And that could still be affecting your autonomic nervous system.
I believe it is. I believe it is.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So a nice warm bath, not hot, that could drive it up. Not cold, that could shock it. Just a nice warm bath, a soothing cup of peppermint tea, a prayer, touching of your heart with your hands.
Yes.
All of these things could just bring, rev it right down. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for that.
And
thank
of course,
Brenda.
We will
and thank you
remember
for the
you and the blessing. And actually, your message is a good message for everybody because it reminds us that in every package of bad, there's good. In every package of good, there could be some potential challenge to deal with, like people winning the lottery. That's a very good thing, but wait a minute. I didn't earn this. What am I going to do with it? How am I going to deal with the consequences of it, et cetera, et cetera? Just an idea, you know.
Absolutely, I understand exactly what you're saying. And this was a blessing for George, and I understand what you're saying about, I felt exactly what you're saying, that my adrenaline is up and that I just need to bring it down. And I've been doing a little meditation with my hand on my heart and just talking to my blood to saying, come down calmly. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing, but a warm bath and warm tea right now, that sounds like a very good idea, and just some more, you know, prayer and meditation. And I'm so very, very grateful for everything that happened, because there's always that silver lining, as you just said.
Oh, yeah. And I could tell before you told me, because your voice was racing like a subway train.
Yeah. Yes.
So,
I know.
Calm your voice. Take deep, slow breath.
Yes.
Slow breath.
Yes.
And if you're in an area where it's safe, walk in the grass barefoot.
That's what I did on Friday. My chiropractor, kinesiologist, healer friend said, walk on the grass, and wet grass too. And we just had the rest of the tropical storm, Elma, that was hitting New York. It was raining, and I was doing exactly that all day Friday. So I've been doing that as well. So.
Good.
I'll keep on with all this good advice. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're very welcome, and you will be part of our blessing today.
Thank you.
Okay. And now I'm going to keep picking out people from our list. Stephen, I see you're on again, and I hope things are going well for you.
Hello, Glenda. Thank you, and hello beautiful community. Yeah, I just want to ask for a continued blessing for my friend Vanessa, who hopefully will be headed into a clinical trial for a cutting-edge lung cancer therapy. So they're just waiting with bated breath to see where they're going to be doing that study. they'll have to travel to wherever that's going to be taking place. And then a blessing for my own healing, joint related as well, back, knee, ankle now. It's interesting getting older. The old injuries start haunting you. I sprained my ankle, it seems like hundreds of times playing basketball in my youth. And so now it seems to be coming back to haunt me. But I do want to definitely also, share, I really feel a true miracle, and I feel that, you know, it's really the miracle of Yeshua and his blessings and the blessings of this amazing community that's assisted in birthing this miracle. And that is, you know, just 3 weeks ago, I was facing putting my whole business into storage because the landlord, you know, wouldn't renew any extension on our lease, and we were going to sell the business, but the buyers, after a 90-day escrow, I think I mentioned, had pulled out at the last minute. But through a very miraculous, synchronistic series of events, a friend of David Wolf's became interested and decided to purchase my interest in the company. So now I'm, you know, this all happened very, very quickly in the matter of days. And so now actually we don't have to put the business in storage. We're going to, it's actually literally as we speak on this call right now, the last truckload of equipment is being hauled and shipped to Houston, Texas. And the business is going to continue on in Houston, Texas, probably starting in the fall. Yeah. So that's great, great, great news. Sacred Chocolate lives on. Yeah, and it's really great because the gentleman who purchased my interest, his name's Dr. Ed Group, and he is just an amazing person. His heart is in the right place. He seems very spiritually focused. He is in a similar line of business. He owns a large organic raw vitamin and supplement manufacturing company. And so this, I think, is in perfect alignment with his mission of global healing. And so and I'm thrilled also that David Wolf will remain in the business. So I'm really, really thrilled about this outcome. And, you know, it's really faith in God that's really proven the ultimate solution here, as it always is. But, you know, your faith is so tested in these sort of situations. And wow, I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, amazing blessing community, because what just took place in the last 3 weeks is just completely mind-blowing for me. So I just wanted to share that.
Oh, and, you know, now that this is you put so much of your life and heart into this. Now that this is happening, I think everything else you're concerned about will start clearing up as well. Because you will have an abundance of spiritual, emotional, and psychic energy to devote to the other parts of your needed healing. And, you know, your comment about the business and thinking it was sold and then it wasn't and going into storage and then it wasn't and then the right person comes along reminds me of something that I need to remind all of you. One of the most frequently repeated phrases in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, is called waiting on the Lord. Now, when I was a kid, I thought this meant become a waiter, a servant, in which you did good works for God. and as I got older, more experienced in life and had a more correct and thorough education on biblical meanings, I came to understand that God is managing an enormous universe, too big for us to even find the edges of. And in order to bring around the solutions we need, he might have to turn the kaleidoscope pattern possibilities for us a few extra turns to get there. And we have to wait on that. Now, that's not to say that sudden, non-sequential miracles are not also possible. Yeshua showed us that they were. But he did not make a habit of demonstrating that. In fact, he demonstrated only a very few of that kind of miracle because he didn't want us to think that we could just go to the ocean and a fish would pop in our basket. He knew that the sustainable miracle would be knowing how to fish and knowing how to predict the schools of fish and the patterns of fish and when they would be flowing to shore and how to get out there. In other words, the miracle, the true sustainable miracle, was the mastery of living. And this is what the Zen Buddhist taught us. This is what the Buddha taught us. This is what so many, many masters of so many religions who didn't have the Judeo-Christian orientation, but they had studied the universe. And they knew that the universe and everything in it moves in waves, in patterns. And the best thing we could do is to study those waves and patterns. And as a matter of fact, even something like the miracle we discussed with Elizabeth was an instant miracle, but now she may have to go through the process of healing and reorganizing her life to catch up to the miracle. You see, because there are patterns that go along with everything. Yeshua did not want to teach us that you just go to Las Vegas and push the right button. That's not what a miracle is. A miracle is being so in tune with God that life itself becomes a progression of miracles that come more frequently, with more predictability, with more certainty, and with more grace. We can see the sequences, and we praise, we give praise for them. And waiting on the Lord is studying those sequences as they approach. And you got yours, Stephen. This is perfect. This is absolutely perfect. And on the other side of it will be a release of stress that has a direct impact upon all of your joints, because it affects the collagen, it affects the nerves, it affects everything. And so you're going to observe that sequential process of everything happening. We could even say someone who wins the lottery is going to have to bide time for the process to catch up to them. The money just happened to come first. And I always thought to myself, I wondered, what if I actually did win the lottery? What would I do? Well, the first thing I would do is I would tithe back 10% to God. Then I would put it in the bank. And I would wait for life to catch up to it. Because nothing comes from nowhere. There is nothing in this universe that comes from nowhere except for God's original creation. And even that came from love, which ignited light. And everything came from that. Everything is traceable to the cause. And so we may have really good fortune in finding a great place to live, but then we're going to have to bide our time getting to know people, finding out where, if at all, we want to go to church, where, if at all, we want to join a social club or have lunch or work, what we want to do for recreation. And all of this takes time to come together. Home doesn't happen in the snap of your fingers. It's always a growing, evolving process. And that's what waiting on the Lord means. Appreciating that growth and evolution. Sometimes the miracle comes inside the process, but there's still more time we need to put into completing it. Completing it. This is one of the great lessons that professional athletes have to learn. And for lack of it, they could lose a championship match. It's called follow through. this, I'm sure, you know, everyone knows the names of golfers like Arnold Palmer, you know, and, basketball players. And, we could just list off a name of celebrities and think, oh, well, they're just gifted people. And they are. They are. They just really put their time into it. They are. But you know what? The one thing that takes no muscular energy, it takes no development of skill, is the hold the golf club right where the ball left it. Because the trajectory you created at the point where the ball left the edge of the club is exactly the motion of energy you set in action. And that trajectory will carry the ball exactly where you intended it to go. If you move that, the trajectory will change. It's a fact. It's been studied. It's scientific. It has to do with archery. Or, has to do with archery. And that is not moving the bow, even one iota, from where you released the arrow. Not even one. Actually, interestingly, that's the original meaning of the word sin, and that is to move the bow away from the trajectory. Then you won't have to follow through. A lot of people with good intentions don't follow through. You got to follow through. It's not enough to let go of the arrow. It's not enough to swing the golf club, send the ball flying. You got to stay with it. So, I think what I'm really getting to is that all of life is a flow of energy. And we jump into it. Just like, well, maybe you didn't have this problem, but I did. When I was a little girl, and we did, in recess, we did jumping ropes. And of course, one little kid would be at one end of the rope, the other at the other, swinging the rope, and you had to figure out how to step into the jumping ropes. And then, when you got a little bit better, it would be double jumping ropes. And then, for those who were really good, it would be triple jumping ropes. And you had to find your place exactly within it, and you had to know where that first jumping rope had swung around to avoid your head being hit when you went into the second one. And then that, where that was not going to hit your head when you jumped into the third one, you had to be really good at predicting the multiple flow of events. And it's all part of the way the universe works. It's all part of motion. It's all part of moving forward with the will of God, with your will, and also, staying with my little jumping rope example, the will of the two kids who had the ropes. Were they going to go faster? Were they going to go slower? So you had to keep a little bit of peripheral vision on them. You had to watch it, and you had to go with that flow. You were going to either trip on one of the ropes or get hit on the head with one and stop it, and everybody behind you would be booing at you and say, hey, get on with it. It's our turn. You know, that's the way life works, kids. It is. And I think this is a really important lesson. And Stephen, you have learned something that will last you for the rest of your life. And that is, God was with you all the time, and he had the right appointment for you and the right buyer for you, and you just had to jump the ropes.
Yeah, amen. I really feel that. I mean, it was It was amazing. In fact, you know, that long 90-day escrow with the former buyers at the end became very weird and squirrely, and we're still headed into mediation around funds held in escrow there and all that. But it was a clear indication that literally Yeshua and God intervened and just said, nope, that's not the right energy. It's not the right match, you know. And then
That's not what we have in plan for you.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and so it was a real test of faith for me. And now my follow-through will be headed to my favorite river for some deep rejuvenation. And this area is away from cell service, and so I'll probably go there. And who knows when I'm going to come back, but it'll be a nice respite from the psychic grid, as they say.
Yeah. Okay. Well, God bless you, Stephen. And I'm going to move on so we can get into our blessing. And God loves you. So do I. And so does our whole community. And we're cheering you on. And
Tony,
our beloved co-facilitator, you are here.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, it's wonderful to be here with you, with everybody. Today, a couple things I want to ask for the family, and then there's something I want to highlight in the sky, which is really lovely. Two things for the family. Today, Judy's birthday.
Wow! Happy birthday, Judy!
Thank you. So I just wanted to send that and include her in the blessing. So she's actually off doing a little adventure with James. They went to some photography. But I'll make sure that she knows she was included. And also we have some sad news that, in the family, our middle child, Chelsea, she and her husband, they've only been married like a year and a half at this point, and they are going their separate ways. And, it's sad. I mean, I've been through something like that myself where a marriage really failed quickly, and so I have every bit of concern and compassion for both of them. But it's been difficult, and our son-in-law, God love him, he's been having a really hard time, and his behavior's been really difficult, and I'm sure both of them are feeling a lot of it. So I was kind of been praying a lot about it, and I felt myself kind of getting pulled out towards the rim of the wheel. And it was really funny yesterday. I just felt Yeshua, and he said so gently, come to the center. And
great.
It was
something he would say.
Yeah, it was so arresting and helpful, and immediately I felt the shift. And it's like, oh. So from there, I could tell that there was already a great amount of love and miraculous energy moving and at work in the situation. I really want to express love and gratitude for that, and say I know for certain that God has these kids in his hands and in his heart, and that what needs to happen is going to be what will unfold.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And if it wasn't meant to be, then be thankful that it was as short as it was.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, there's a visual thing, too, that we can all see. If anybody's been watching Venus right now is visible in the western sky soon after dark. And Mars, which is a lot dimmer, is right next to Venus. Kind of slightly to the upper left, but very close. And so if you get out there, you have to be patient, probably wait until at least 45 minutes after sunset to see Mars. So Mars and Venus are together, and the next two nights, the moon tomorrow night, the moon will be zipping past, the conjunction of Venus and Mars. And, all of that is right close to Regulus as well. So we have the heart of the lion. The Leo constellation is with us in this as well. So it's a beautiful configuration. And that one's really interesting because it's very resonant with some of the things that we've been touching on today's call. Of course, Venus is love and love in action, life and love in action. And Mars is really, about bringing our will into its natural alignment with the will of God. And, seeing how our desires and and what we attract always are naturally working together if we will allow, those connections to function. So, it's a beautiful reminder of that. So if you get a chance, you'll catch the very, very faint crescent moon, tonight and tomorrow night on either side of this conjunction.
That's great. I'll have to go north to Corpus Christi to see it, but who knows? Maybe I can. Maybe I'll find a bridge closer.
Yeah.
We are so flat here. If there's even a 20-foot tree, we can't see the horizon.
Yeah. Okay.
So, we have to drive until there's a clearing, and usually that happens only on bridges. But, it's beautiful. When I saw the moon come over the, eastern sky, when it was a full moon, oh my goodness, it was like a dinner plate.
Oh.
It had so much energy.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Okay, well, Tony, how are you doing? And can we continue to hold blessings for you?
Thank you. Yes, very, very much welcome. Making improvements. I'm still dealing with pain every day, but I am getting a lot of help, which definitely seems very grateful for. It seems miraculous. But it's a big process. And they've got a procedure that is a nerve block, but they can't schedule me for it yet because the doctors haven't figured out what their availability is. So that may really make a vast improvement with my challenges with pain. And that could happen anytime within the next 3 to 6 weeks. So I've just got to kind of hang in there with things as best I can, and I'm getting the help that I need, thank God. And but thank you. Yeah, I definitely continue to need all the love and support for this process that's unfolding. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, you're in my prayers daily, Tony. And we will include you in the blessing today. And we know you're going to be fine. It's just a process you have to go through. And you will find the right help, the right people, or when it's time, it will just clear up and go away.
Yeah.
A lot of things come under the heading of it's just timing.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We love you and we really care about you.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you, and I love everyone who's connected with this call. God bless.
Oh, great. Well, Stormy, last but not least, you're on to give us our benediction for the day.
Yes, I'd like to share my patience with humanity, for I have waited upon the Lord for almost 2,000 years to sing the everlasting soul of Sheila to Sheila. And I would like to share that patience with humanity on waiting upon the Lord.
Oh. And you do. You are a very good example of it, Stormy. And one who knows exactly what I meant in saying that, because you have studied, well, you and Tony have a lot in common, really, because Tony studies the cosmos and the cosmic flow of the larger patterns of existence, and then you study the patterns that most people can't even see. They're the essential esoteric patterns of grace where the angels live. And these patterns are as powerful, if not more powerful, than any other force in the universe, because there's no resistance that can stop them. Nothing can resist those energies. When we get to that point, even if it's only momentarily, the most amazing changes of circumstance can happen. So, thanks, Stormy, for being a guardian of that area and a bridge for us to it.
You do make me smile, Glenda. Thank you.
You're welcome. You make me smile, too, and keep me happy. I see Elizabeth is back on. Elizabeth, do you have one more thing to say?
Yes, Glenda, I just had to come back on because John just called me and they found a big mass, 95% blocking his artery, and they got it, and he's going to be fine. And this is what was happening right while we were talking. I just had to call back and let you know. Another miracle.
Wonderful.
I just couldn't resist. I mean, it was happening while you were on the call that they got it and taken it right out, and he's going to be fine.
Awesome.
I'm overwhelmed with joy and gratitude and love for prayer. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and now you go have that warm bath.
I'm going to do exactly that now, and I'm just so happy
okay.
now, and I'm going to bring my blood pressure down, and everything is, God's in the heaven and all is right with the world. Thank you, Glenda. You're miraculous. It's a true miracle again, again, again. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Love to everybody. Love to everybody. And, again, a very special little expression of love for Stormy, because Stormy, I think sometimes you don't get enough acknowledgement for the work you do, because you do it in realms that most of us cannot see. And I pray for you that your music will get out to the world so that you have a legacy to leave behind when they call you up to be with them. So I hope that won't be too soon, but anyway, inevitably, it will happen, just as with me. And I'm hoping in the next few months and years to be wrapping up my legacy. I have the enough notes for 52 more books. Problem is, I don't have time to write them. So that's the miracle I need. And I'm willing to wait. I'm willing to wait because I have plenty of things to do that are really good for doing. And I just wanted to say that extra little something for Stormy. Now, everybody, let's just get ready for our blessing. Relax, however that is for you, just as for Elizabeth, it may be in a warm bath. But you may be in a recliner, sitting in a chair, in a bed. Remember, this is not yoga. You don't have to be in any perfect condition. Just be relaxed. Be relaxed and have all of your body parts uncrossed. And take deep, stress-relieving breaths. What do I mean by that? I mean, take it all the way down in your lungs. And then release it slowly. And at the end, feel like good, aha. So that your arms are limber, your legs are limber. Limber up. Be a sponge. You're getting ready to be a spiritual sponge, okay? So start by being a physical sponge. And then think some happy thoughts so that you can be an emotional sponge. And be ready for your prayer so that you can be a spiritual sponge. I will say my prayer to Yeshua first, then the blessing givers and I, will begin to convey the energy of the Holy Spirit and of Yeshua and the grace of God. While we're doing that, you pray. The reason we need you to pray is because your prayers follow the commandment, ask and you shall receive. And it directs the energy we're conveying right straight into your life so that it's personalized for you. Just like the satellite on your rooftop, or if you don't have a TV, somebody else's rooftop. There are umpteen millions, trillions of wavelengths going in every direction. But you've got to have one that's tuning in just for you. And that's how to do it. The blessing does not come from me or from the blessing givers. It does come from their understanding so that they can surrender. It comes from my understanding and love so that I can surrender and be here just for you. My personality eradicated, gone. The minute I go into this, I'm neutralized. But you, after the prayer is finished and we're doing the blessing, you pray. Okay. Yeshua, our beloved brother, who came to teach us that in fact we were created to be brothers and sisters to you. And all we need is understanding and patience, love, caring, faith, hope, and charity. And waiting on the miracles of the Lord. We ask you to stand by our side as these blessings come to each person, unique to fill the lives of each person. Together, collectively, we express our love for you because we want you to know how strong it is. And then we feel your love for us and know how strong it is. We ask also for our brothers and sisters in other places, other countries, other states of mind, other states of condition, that they may feel your presence also. And if only for a moment, open up and receive the blessings you have to offer. We pray especially for those in areas of conflict, for those who are hungry and don't know where the next meal will come from. We ask that you bless them with faith and insight about where to go, what to do, and how to find resources. We ask you to be with the newly arriving children, that they be welcomed into arms of love and be cared for as the treasures they are. We ask that you be with those who are weak and elderly and about ready for their time to go home. I know so well what that feels like. And I pray for all the caregivers and the nurses and attendants in this world. They are angels walking on the earth who have no sense of self and are there unconditionally for those they are about to send home, knowing that it is a privilege of a lifetime to be that close to heaven. We thank you for your eternal love, for your eternal blessing. Just knowing you is a blessing. Just knowing you is understanding. Just knowing you is love in its purest form. All these things we ask by the power of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Heavenly Father, and your eternal love. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. So go and rest at least 7 minutes to receive that which has been given you. Ask and you shall receive. Now is your time for receiving. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you again next week.